Chris and Kira.
2FM.
Kira has something she wants to tell me about.
And this is kind of something that, Chris, I guess me and you working together, you could probably say it's something that's come full circle.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, you know I've worked with you now for,
6 years?
6, 7 years.
Yeah, something like that.
And I remember when I first started working with you, I was very innocent. I was, oh, Jesus. I was so innocent when I think about it now, you know?
I like to think I had a positive effect on you. Don't get me wrong, I've had several negative effects on you. But I like also had a positive effect on, like, hardening you up a bit. You know in The Lion King, when Simba's dad is, like, teaching Simba, like, the way of the world? Mm-hmm. I like to feel I was him.
Okay.
And you're Simba.
I'm Simba. Well, you know, Chris, there's a lot of things that I was very green to. Okay, let's say. And one of those things was the internet and what sort of information you could find on the internet. I'll give you an example. I didn't know that such a thing as clown porn existed until Chris Green informed me that such a thing does exist.
Clown-themed pornography, absolutely.
I didn't know that there was such a thing as pregnant porn until, of course, Chris Green taught me that there is pregnant porn on the internet if you are into that sort of thing.
I hate how all the examples involve porn.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm clearly a porn connoisseur.
And the third example I'm going to use is the time you told me about what fleshlights are.
Fleshlights, yes. Yeah. Would you like to explain what a fleshlight is, or will I?
Do you know what, Chris? You're the professor here.
I take it this is relevant to what you're about to tell me.
Yes.
So, fleshlights are basically... now, look, you ladies have had your sex toys and sex aids and all that for decades. And very relatively recently, a thing called the fleshlight has come out, well, within the last, I would say, 7 or 8 years, which is for men. And it looks like a torch. It looks like a flashlight, which is why it's called the fleshlight. It looks like a very big torch, but you unscrew the top of it, and it is a very lifelike set of lips, let's say, that maybe you could pleasure yourself with that resemble a lady's vagina. And, you know, it's a fleshlight. And then it's discreet, and you just twist the top back on, and it looks like a torch.
Now, I had never, ever heard of these so-called fleshlights until Chris told me about them while we were live on the radio.
I remember when I first told you a few years ago, like, you went through so many different emotions. Like, you started almost crying, then you were really angry that such a thing existed, then you just finally accepted it. It was wonderful to watch me break the news to you, but I think I've hardened you up a bit since then. You know, you can even get, if you're like... Yeah, sorry, go on.
So, brings me to this, Chris.
Yes.
And I don't know, does this say more about me, how far I've come, how far the two of us have come? But I stumbled across something, Chris, and I was like, my first thought, right, wasn't the actual, you know, wasn't the actual craziness of what this product actually is, was, oh my God, I must tell Chris about this.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that I was the first thing that popped into your head during that. Go for it.
I came across this online, I think it was her.ie, or no, actually it was a friend of mine that was telling me about it at the weekend, and it was like, I can't believe you and Chris didn't mention this last week on the show. And I was like, what on earth are you talking about?
I feel like we've missed out.
Yeah, and then she told me what it was, and I was like, oh dear Jesus. Chris, have you heard of a vajankle?
A vajankle?
A vajankle, Chris.
No, I've heard of a vajazzle. A vajazzle is when you put like little pieces of glitter near your flange.
Diamantes, yeah.
Diamantes,
on your lady parts.
Yes.
No.
What?
I'm not. When we discuss vajazzling as well on this show.
Sure.
No.
What's a vajankle?
A vajankle.
I actually don't know what a vajankle is.
Okay. A vajankle is this new sex toy, Chris, that is available to buy online. I'm about to reveal a vajankle to you. Are you ready? Could you please turn on your screen and I will show you.
I have a few screens here. I have turned this one off because Kira can put things on it and I will... Ha! Whoa!
Yes, Chris.
So, oh, whoa!
The vajankle, as the name suggests,
is this for guys who have a foot fetish or something?
Yes, it is for men.
That is grotesque!
Who have a serious foot fetish.
Jesus.
What it does is it combines a vagina and an ankle. And it is as disturbing as it sounds. There's a website called Sin Boutique. It's the website that sells them. And they're basically quirky plastic feet that have a vagina built in right at the ankle. Yeah, so you'll be happy to know the vajankle is only available in the left foot. So,
this looks horrible.
I don't know, have they done studies to suggest that men or women with foot fetishes prefer the left foot to the right foot? But don't worry, if you'd like to buy a set of vajankles, they are available with the left foot and the right foot.
I can get
a
pair. Oh, excellent.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, good. I could get a matching pair. That's very good.
I am not going to put a picture of this up on my Twitter. But I did see an article on her.ie, or if you want to Google it yourself, but remember, it's not for work. Yeah.
Wow.
So you can buy this vajankle. It doesn't come cheap, the vajankle.
How much is this going to set me back, this fine piece of technology?
It's
going to
set you back approximately $179. But you know what, Chris? It's a small price to pay, as they say, for your very own shaggable foot.
Well, if I can combine my two favourite things, you're right. I mean, that's nothing to pay. That's
Chris,
a steal.
Ask you a question though, seriously, and I like to think, I like to try to be open-minded to what people are into, because I know that we're all different and people are into, you know, all sorts of crazy shit, all right?
Yeah.
But as a man, okay, yeah. I'm asking you as a man that would have to insert your man part into that vajankle, is it anyway sexy?
No way. Well, you see, here's the thing, right? And I suppose maybe this is also speaking to my personal preference, you see. You know the way you can have like, oh yeah, I'm an ass man now, or, you know, I'm a breast man, and, you know, whatever. I can understand men who are ass men, sure. I can understand men who are boob men. I can understand men who are leg men, who are back, this, that, and the other. I cannot understand guys who have a thing for feet. It just repulses me. I think everyone's feet are horrible. I mean, I just, this toy is a nightmare.
And you know what's really even more disturbing about this, right?
Yeah.
The actual foot has a French manicure on the toes to make it even more realistic. See, I would be one of those girls that I don't like my feet.
No, feet
I think
are just...
I think my feet are big, and I was getting a posh pedicure there. I got a voucher, I got a present over Christmas for a pedicure.
This thing is horrible.
So I was in getting the pedicure, and I was nearly apologising to the lady who was working on my feet beforehand, and I was like, I'm sorry about the state of them. You know, that sort of way. And I was like, what am I doing to this poor woman? I'm making her, you know, cut my toenails and file them down and paint them and massage my feet. And I don't know. And anyway, there you go, Chris. A vajankle exists.
Wow. That is horrible. It looks like someone's severed body part.
It does.
It looks like you went to a morgue and you cut off a mid-20s woman's foot and just brought it home with you. And now you're going to, you know.
It's very lifelike though, isn't it?
That's what's so horrible about it. Like, it looks like an actual human foot.
It does.
With a little cavity for something else. Another actual human something else. Imagine how weird a guy would look with one of these as well. Like, imagine him standing there with this on his lad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there'd be a foot just kind of suspended in the middle of his other two legs. God, this is horrible.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't know if I'm getting less open-minded with age or what it is, but this just repulses me. See, in the first place, I can't understand lads who like feet anyway. And then to combine feet with a really terrible-looking beef curtain at the top for the vagina, it just is horrible. Okay, I will tweet a picture of this.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I will tweet
it. I want that nowhere near my Twitter.
I will tweet a picture of it.
You'll take one for the team.
This has really ruined my day, looking at this thing.
Chris, how do you think I've felt for 7 years now when you introduced me to all this sort of stuff?
Wow.
Yep.
That is horrible.
We've come full circle, my friend.
We surely have. I don't know if anybody about using this. What is it? Vajankle?
Vajankle.
Good Lord.
It's a funny play on words.
It's a very clever little thing that they've done there. Right. Tell you what I'll do.
Are you okay? I don't think
are. You see, I don't like feet anyway. And that's really gotten to me now, looking at that thing.
Someone says I'm after pissing myself laughing after hearing Chris's scream. Danny says, I just Googled the vajankle. I puked a little in my mouth. And someone says, Kira, I bet your feet are beautiful.
Oh no. My God.
And someone says, I just Googled image search that shit and I definitely won't be wanking tonight. F you, Kira.
No, that was unpleasant. All right, look, here's what we'll
You're welcome.
I need to recover from looking at that vajankle. No, you see, feet get to me anyway. Like, anyone's feet. And the idea of, like, feet being sexual and all that is... That's really knocked me out now.
I'm sorry, can we just take a date and what time is it?
It's like 38 minutes past 11.
It's 38 minutes past 11 on the 19th of January 2015. And I think I'm after rendering Mr. Chris Green speechless.
That's horrible. You made me queasy.
Usually this would be a very proud moment for me. But no.
Crown.
kind of ended up more disturbing.
No, no, this is unpleasant. This is, feet are weird. Human feet are weird. They're not
sexual. Somebody says painted nails and peep toes are hot.
No, what are peep toes? Oh, the shoes with the...
They're open, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ugh, no, nothing is hot. Chris and Kira on 2FM.